If a millionaire just like randomly came up to you one day and offered to give you $2 million to give him a little blowy, would you do it?
It's $2 million, bro. Yeah.
You would do it? Yeah. No, like no questions.
No questions asked, bro.
By blowy, you mean suck his dick or do a line with him?
that's a good question.
I thought you about both the question.
Both at the same time.
Because Miguel probably wouldn't do the blow, but he would.
So look, the snow would be on his, and then you'd have to. Yeah.
I'm down. Fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck it for $2 million.
I take a line and then suck some dick.
I don't know about the line part, bro. That's kind of weird.
If anything, the line will make me a lot better
in sucking dick. The line part?
And I'll have him, and he'll finish faster, which means I get my $2 million faster.
Jorge has a good point, bro.
So you're concerned on the line part?
I might not live after the line, you know, and I won't get into the $2 million, bro. My heart might stop or some shit, bro.
Now, what would you...
That's actually valid for me, though.
Now, would you share that money with us?
Did you suck the dick? No, bitch.
Damn, all right, bet. All right. I thought if you win, we all win.
But if I suck dick, you suck dead then.
So in this case,
I'll give you part of mine if you suck me off then.
Hey, yo, what the
fuck? It's a fucking train, but it gets less and less every time.
Yeah. But now I'm going to give you like 50, like 500K.
You'll get a smaller line though.
Yeah, you'll get a smaller line.
All right, Miguel. And then if you do me, then you get 50K.
Then you don't have to do a line.
And then you don't do a line.
I don't know. That's kind of personal right there, bro.
We all friends.
Do I gotta look in the eyes and shit as I'm doing? Okay, I gotta stop.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
All right, let's get this fucking podcast started.
Well, hello there, guys. Back with another episode of Los Compas podcast today. How we doing? How we doing, guys? You know, just here chilling with my big green tractor. For those that are watching the video, I'm hanging out with my tractor. For those listening, welcome back to another episode of Los Compas podcast. We are here, episode 78, with a very special guest today. Hernan, who's sitting next to you today?
Bro, I'm excited today, dude. I'm excited. I'm going to give you guys one of these. The reason why I'm excited today, bro, as you said, we got a very special guest. We got the compa. I'm gonna let you decide this one. Do you prefer Jorge or do you prefer George?
I like Jorge better.
Jorge better?
Jorge makes you sound more Mexican, you know?
It makes you sound more paisa.
That's what we're all about. Inclusion.
Hell yeah.
You don't know like a Mexican named George. I know. Like, I mean, it makes him sound a little less Mexican, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I like that. I wasn't gonna call you George anyway, but I just wanted to make sure. But we got the boy Jorge, aka Jorge with the fucking X.
Sir.
But excluding the fucking, my bad, Jorge with an X on Instagram. And I'm excited, bro, because my boy's from the Central Valley, dude.
Sarah Tracy 209.
The Tracy fucking area, bro. The our first ever
baby.
Our first ever guest from the fucking Central Valley, bro. And you're technically our brother, bro. Technically, we're family.
Basically, you know,
that's how it works.
You're one of the neighbors.
Yeah, that's how it works, especially if you're in LA and you're not around 209 people anymore, and then someone from the 209 comes, bro. That's pretty much family.
That makes sense. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's like when people move from Mexico here, and then you run into someone from your old pueblo, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. You're like, hey, I'm from there, too.
My cousin.
Like, yeah.
I gave him my number, and then this would text me, and when he texted me back, I saw 209 area code. I was like, oh, what? I shed a tear like a little bit.
That shit hits different, bro. It hits different.
I shed a little tear. I'm used to, like, the fucking whatever the area codes here. I still don't even know them.
It's different. Like,
what is it? 523?
Yeah, you travel, like, you know, 10 feet that way and it changes.
Yeah, literally. Legit, over there, it's just the areas, and then you get to Fresno and it's a 559, but we don't talk about the 559.
We
209 here. Yeah, we talking about 209s here.
Hey, 209.
Yeah, bro.
Yes, sir.
No, I appreciate your book.
I guess, and Miguel's here too. Sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah. You're going to just chant it away. You know, I don't want to interrupt, bro. You're always thinking over there, having a moment and stuff, so.
I'm going to push a random button, Miguel, and this is going to explain. This is going to describe what you're feeling right now. Hell yeah.
The internal pain is real, bro.
Oh, welcome, Miguel. Welcome, Miguel. Sorry, I didn't see you there.
Hey, no, you're cool. Hey, what are you harvesting over there?
I didn't see you pass my green tractor behind me. Sorry.
Yeah. What are you harvesting over there?
Oh, damn. I was going to say something, but I'm not single. So I can't say it.
Say it.
I was going to say bitches. I'm harvesting bitches.
Hey, Veronica, call him out.
But here we're harvesting dreams. This is the field of dreams, living our life.
Hell yeah.
Harvesting planting those seeds.
Jorge, thank you for coming, bro. Yes, I really appreciate you. This we drove all the way from the Central Valley to be here.
That's crazy.
Nah. Basically, but
pretty much. Yeah. I mean, if you correlate, he moved to LA and then from LA here. So technically,
yeah, that's like a little like a checkpoint.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Yeah. But we appreciate it, bro. We appreciate you being here. You're in LA for what, like,
or planning for 6 months.
And you've been here for what, like a week and a half now?
Like, yeah. Like,
damn.
A week and a couple of days.
Do you hate LA so far?
Nah.
Nah, you don't hate it?
Nah, you're lying, bro.
Nah. It's okay. You're protected here, bro.
Just, you can just the traffic, the whole like parking validation stuff. I'm like, what? That's about it. Everything else.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, once you sound like a nun and you say, oh, it's just 40 minutes, it's quick, you know, that's honestly, when I know you've lost it.
Trust me, you're going to get to that point. 3 months in, you're going to be like, eh, it's whatever now.
Yeah, I think the street sweeping, too, threw me off.
Yeah, that's horrible,
like,
dude.
Bro, I was like, I can't park here on a Monday? Like, where am I supposed to park?
You're going to learn that street parking is your best friend here, though. Yeah, it's very rare, but...
Take it for granted over there in Tracy.
Exactly, dude. Tracy, you could park in the middle of the street and you'll be fine.
Yeah, the streets will be dusty, but you know, it's whatever.
We're talking about, bro. They got the Tracy Hills.
Yeah, they got the Tracy Hills, but those are some nice, there's no hills, though. Houses. It's just expensive houses, no hills.
Oh, the brand new ones?
It's not even from Tracy living there, bro. It's everyone from the Bay.
Yeah.
It's just a hill for real? It's actually just a hill?
No, it's not even a hill.
I mean, like dead ass, like it's really nice houses.
Like, yeah, it's nice houses.
They're brand new. Yeah.
There's no, like, dead ass, like, it's just, there's no way you can afford those houses.
Yeah, no, at that point,
it's for the Bay Area people, bro. It's for the commuters.
It's for the commuters, bro.
It really is.
Wait. Did you like target that directly to me? You're saying that I couldn't afford that house? What are you trying to say, bro? I'm on compa's payroll right now.
Exactly. You're broke as fuck. Shut up.
Damn. Fuck, bro.
Hey, you don't got to expose us like that, bro.
You could afford a one bedroom, one house, or one bath, maybe.
The reason that Nan is so broke is because he has a gambling addiction. And we're trying to get him some help.
Just because I used to work at a casino doesn't mean I have a gambling addiction, bro.
This guy thinks he learned how to read cards and he learned how to do everything when he was working there, and now he's like trying to be a professional.
If anything, working there prevented me from becoming a gambling.
That's what
addict.
I hear, because you can't even like gamble at the tables there, right? Like if you're working there.
For us specifically, all we did was watch people play, and the experiences that we fucking lived through, like the amount of money that we saw people lose, and we're like,
you see the ups and downs, huh?
People would legit bet like $200,000 hands and
holy shit,
lose back to back, and they would keep betting.
Yeah.
And then they would have to take out fucking préstamos and shit,
man,
to try to win it back.
That's so, how, like, I want to be when I grow up, man. Like, be able to gamble, not like lose it all, but like, you know, just being able to do that. Like, be like, yeah, I put that down and like, it didn't hurt me.
I have that extra money.
Yeah.
Like the.
And right now it's like, bro, I bet 10 bucks and lose it. I'm like, all right, I'm out.
No, that's how it be. Like, I'm like, dang, like, I bet on a hockey game today. I lost. Like, give me that bag. Like,
oh, you're to the sports bets.
I've been to like Chicken Ranch over there. Like, okay, heading towards like Sonora.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one's cool. It was cool until you start losing, you know, but it was cool the first like couple times, you know, you go back home. It's like a nice drive. You got $600 extra dollars in your pocket.
Yeah.
Then you try to go back. And you drive back with like negative $20, like, bro.
You don't got enough for gas anymore. You forgot to fill the tank, so now you gotta now you gotta ask for that millionaire for the for the blowy, you know.
Hey, I do see why people get addicted to that shit. Because I remember, I think we talked about it on here when we went to Vegas for EDC last year, and I bet Miguel's like last $10 or whatever. And like, I landed on one, like I hit one of the numbers, and like, obviously I forgot what the payout was, but I was like, damn, bro, I can see why people get addicted to this shit. Like the adrenaline that goes through and you're just like fucking hyped.
It's fun when you're winning,
right?
It's fun until you lose it all, bro.
For real, man.
The sport betting apps, they're like smart with it, because they're like, oh, like $20 protected play. And then it's like, you try it out and it's like, oh, like, but now you want to bet more. It's like, oh, I could have won this much. Like,
yeah right.
It's
what ifs, man. It's those what ifs.
Yeah. You're into the parlays and all that stuff?
Yeah, I'd be like more into, I don't even watch hockey, but like for some reason, hockey is like where I've been doing good. Like hockey, I tried betting on stuff that I watch and it's bad. I think it's because like, I'm like, oh, I know this player, like he's going to do good.
Yeah.
And then like, he just doesn't. And it's like, and then with hockey, it's like, you're just going off the stats. And
like, did you bet the Lakers losing?
I don't even watch basketball, none of that. So like, I would go off like, I would do like football. Like MMA, I'm pretty good with MMA, but that can go both ways every time. Like someone could be winning and then I don't know, we're just boom. So that's, it's true. Like with hockey, I don't watch it. And then I just go strictly off of like what, you know, their projections, like, Because I feel like once you start knowing the player, you start like, oh, it says he's going to do this bad, but I know he's good. So he's going to do over. He's going to go over. Right. Like,
yeah.
And then that's, I feel like that's where you mess.
You start filling in those blanks and you don't fill them out correctly sometimes. Yeah.
I think we should replace Moises with Jorge after that Lakers comment right there, bro. He really came after us for no reason, bro.
Honestly, like, that was
intentional, bro. Like, I don't stand for that.
Moises, I could just mute your ass right now, bro. I'll keep you there just for like visual purposes.
You're trying to talk and it's just muted.
Exactly like that, pretty much. You know how they get you too, though, bro? In the apps, they give you like you get $20 and we'll match your $20. So it'll be $40. And then that's how they get you, bro.
Or they'll do like if you deposit $200, like, we'll give you $200 of like free like bet bucks or whatever.
Man, fuck these burning apps. Hey, but if you guys want to sponsor us,
I'm on board. Prize Picks, whatever. Hey,
fuck you guys, but if you want to sponsor us, I love you guys.
Make some guaranteed money that way.
Crazy.
Shit, well, bro, you're in LA for a reason. You're in the content creation or the content create teen world? What the fuck, bro? Why did I have to struggle saying this shit?
My man just had a stroke.
I know, like, bro. I definitely am not cut up for the content creation
world. He's definitely not handling our finances, by the way.
Hey, why not?
Really?
You really have us right now.
I'm good with numbers, bro.
Was it scored at a 69?
your face.
Like, what?
So, yeah, bro, you're in the content creating world. Again, my boys from the Central Valley. Hey, I'm never going to stop living for that,
shout
bro.
Out. Yeah. Shout out to 209.
For real, shout out to 209. But it's funny though, because over there in the Central Valley, there really isn't too many, like, or at least that I know of, like, too many content creators.
There's not. There's like there's a couple, but they don't really like promote that whole like 209 thing.
Yeah.
Or there might be more that like we just don't know about that live there, you know. But they just that actually like represent it. Like, yeah, I haven't seen many.
And I like your content because even though, I mean, everybody always gives the fucking Central Valley a bad name. But I fucking love the Central Valley, bro.
It's cool. Yeah, it's up and like it's ups and downs. Like,
yeah, but that's home to me, man. That's home to me. I love visiting over there because that's where obviously where my family's at, and that's where the boys are from too. And I never have a bad time over there because I know what the Central Valley is.
You know what to expect.
I know what to expect. I know what it is and I know what it's not.
It's different when it's like someone from out here going there because they're like, where's Balenciaga? Where's Gucci? Like, but like, we know it's not there. So it's like, we go there and it's like, we know what we got.
Exactly. And so, yeah, you're like one of the few. I told the compas that like I came across your content. And that shit's fucking hilarious. If you guys,
thank you.
If you guys haven't seen his content, check out his Instagram, Jorge with the Knicks. And he has a whole bunch of funny ass content about the Central Valley over there. And honestly, like, you and I think there's the other one person that we know that make content out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been killing it, bro. You've been blowing up a lot recently, and you've been killing it right now recently. And what got you like into the content creating, bro?
Content creation. I've been doing it since like fifth grade.
Yeah.
So like fifth grade, I would do like YouTube. That's where I started on YouTube. Vine. Started on Vine.
Oh, shit. My boy's one of the Viners. Vine,
yeah. Those 6.5 seconds of just, it was hard because it's like, bro, like I want this scene in there, but it's like, I can't afford it. Like,
yeah.
I need this one in there too. So it's like, it kind of, I feel like it died too, like it was too soon for us.
I still
now,
miss it.
Yeah, I miss it. Cause it's like the attention span is so short.
Yeah.
To where it's like, I feel like now it would be booming.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm surprised it fell through. Cause I mean, it was booming and then out of nowhere just, you know, ended. But yeah, I started on Vine, moved to YouTube, started doing like music videos, like parodies, a lot of parodies. Yeah. Yeah. So okay. I had an elective class like in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I was just, it was supposed to be, we're supposed to be building Legos. I was like, bro, I don't,
yo, what the fuck?
I don't even like Legos. Like, I'm going to do my own stuff. Like, I started like filming, you know, music videos. Teacher was cool with it because, I mean, we're building Legos and they're like, do something more productive. So I was doing music videos and it would be like Gangnam Style parody or Gangnam Style Part 2 parody, Harlem Shake, like all those. And they were never getting views, but like at that point, I didn't care.
That's how
I was
it is,
like, dude. It was fun. Like, it was fun to just show my friends, like, you know, because people would laugh. I was like, it's worth it. So I started doing that. Then I started evolving to like pranks. I'll do like just some stupid like stuff, like at the mall. Like, I dropped like 500 pennies on the floor, like in front of people. Just like, I was doing just a bunch of that prank stuff.
Yeah.
I evolved from Vine to YouTube to, I guess you could say, a little bit of Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Once they started allowing like videos,
like videos,
it used to be like just photos.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, I think it was like 15 second videos. So you could start doing 15 seconds on there. And after that, it was just TikTok. But TikTok is where I started like getting more views. Yeah. But it all started from Vine and YouTube.
That's dope, bro. That's how everybody starts. Yeah. A lot of people that I know that kind of blew up or where they're at now, it's always YouTube. Mm-hmm. YouTube is like the first place that they start. Mm-hmm. And then obviously you kind of have to adapt with everything else. You move to like Vine, you said. Yeah. You move to Instagram, Snapchat even. There's a lot of creators on Snapchat
too. A lot on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. They have like those, they like people get paid good money now just to post on Snapchat. It's not even videos, just like post something interesting.
Yeah.
Because you know, they're paying for the ads that come mm-hmm. after the post.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, there's a lot more money to be made than before, where it was just, you know, YouTube for the most part.
Yeah, hell yeah, bro. What would you say, what video do you think, or would you say is the one that like kind of started blowing up?
The Fast and Furious ones. I don't know if you've seen but yeah. that's the one that like took me like start blowing up.
Yeah.
And it was funny because like when I recorded that video, it was my phone was at like 4%. And I was recording it, right? I was like, oh my gosh, like my phone's about to die. Like I'm recording. And then I finished recording. I start editing it. My phone's at like 2%. And I didn't edit it much because I mean, I was like rushing. I was like, I want to post this before my phone dies. Yeah. And then I post it. Right when I post it, my phone dies. And then I didn't have a charger like that worked because my thing had like broken. It wasn't working.
You couldn't even see like the results after.
So it died. Finally, I go to my truck because my truck had the charger. I just sit in my truck, plug it up, like just leave it in my truck, go inside, just waiting, you know. I was like, it's probably going to do like a little good. Like I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was like basically like the ending of every Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah.
Just like me cooking up like in the barbecue, like doing like the Vin Diesel voice, like
family.
It's family. Yeah, like, and then, so yeah, I finally go to my truck. And then I see my phone like hella notifications. Like
yeah.
I was like, oh shoot, like it's doing kind of good. And then like overnight, like I wake up and it's just like completely viral. Like Fast and Furious commented on it, like a bunch of it was just I was
yeah, like, yo, damn. The actual like Fast and Furious?
yeah.
Damn.
The actual Fast and Furious. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is the biggest thing that's like, happened to me.
I like that.
So, yeah, that was the big spark right there.
Yeah. The one I like, Miguel, it's the one that you had mentioned, the fruit ones.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to explain it. My bad.
No. I'm going to let you do it. You're the one that brought it up. I want to see where you're going with this one.
Well, honestly, I don't know if you're talking about the same ones, but the ones I like too are the ones where you have like a corrido song or a Spanish song and it's the fruits. You put the little sticks in them.
I did Ella Baila Sola.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, basically it's like talking about the morra.
Yeah.
So when I was hearing this song, I was like, bro, like at this time I didn't know what like a morra. I thought it was just a blackberry. I was like, what is homie talking about blackberries right now? Like what? Like, and then I started figuring out like a morra is like a girl. And then I was like, oh bro, like I need to do something about this. Like dude, I'm not the only one that thinks a morra is just a blackberry. So yeah, I went to Food Max, I got some toothpicks, I got some blackberries. Some fishing string, and then I did, I was like, ¿Qué le parece esa morra? And then it's just like a blackberry dancing.
Yeah, it's just a blackberry.
Yeah.
Which is all funny.
That was hilarious.
That one did pretty good on, like, on Instagram.
I think you're the only person I saw do that. And as soon as I saw it, I was dying. I literally just, my phone down, I was like, hey, you guys gotta see this. This shit's hilarious.
Dude, it was funny because, like, no one had done it, but that's all that was going through my head when this song was popping off. Yeah. I was like, nobody's gonna say nothing. Like,
talking about
blackberry.
Yeah, like you really can sing anything nowadays, and it'll go like boom. Like,
you know, that reminds me of. I don't know if you guys ever seen it. Like back, it was like Eugenio Derbez, and he did he was like a chef, and he was like, and I think he was like doing like there were puns. So it was like a camarón se pela, and then like he had a shrimp, and then it's he's like camarón se pela, and it fucking flies off screen.
Se peló.
and then another one was like una ciruela pasa, and so he literally grabs the ciruela and passes it over the fucking olla. Like that's literally what it reminded me of when I saw the video, because like that's like classic, like, yeah, Eugenio Derbez.
Yeah,
that's kind of like lots of my content is kind of like on that type of where it's like I try to hear something or see something and turn it into something else that also means the same thing, like a double meaning kind of. Like, or even if it's a song that, like, I'll listen to it and it's going viral, I'm like, what else, like, can be, like, seen through this song?
Yeah.
So, like, I did another one where it was, like, with my little brother, where it was, Se acabó el abecedario.
Yeah.
And it was, like, I was thinking, I was like, bro, like, ABCs, like, like sopa, the ABCs. ABCs,
the sopa.
So
yeah,
like
yeah.
I did a video like my little brother like finishing a bowl of like ABC soup. And it's like, sacabó el abecedario. So it's like those little videos that I feel like, because, you know, you hear the song and you're just watching like something else that can mean the same thing.
Yeah.
That kind of like started blowing up.
That's fucking genius, bro.
That's fucking nice.
You had another one too. Fuck. It was a mora one, the sopa one. And there was one I saw last night too. Was it yesterday? It was like a different fruit too. It was another fruit.
I think I did another mora one, but it was... I can't remember what song it was, but it was also with a mora.
Yeah.
And it was like, I had like moras flying on my cousin's face. Right? I think it's like talking about like there's hella moras or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had like a bunch of moras just drop on his face. Like, that's
funny. Yeah, bro.
Pobrecito, man. His face was all stained.
It's funny because like, I mean, it's true for everybody. Everybody always has that video that pops off where they're like, they're either not trying or they're just doing it real quick.
Yeah,
like how you said you had to do it real quick so that way before your phone dies you can upload and stuff. And those are the videos that always fucking pop off, bro.
Yeah, it's like the ones you put a bunch of thought into.
Yeah,
that like
they
flop, and then you feel the worst because it's like you actually put a heck of work into it.
Don't get it started, bro. He's gonna start crying.
No. Well, what I'm thinking, I'm like, if we know this information, why the fuck do we not just do that all the time?
Yeah, that's true. Because like with that Tracy video that popped off,
yeah,
I was at the mall filming a different video. I was doing Spotify, so you know like Spotify Wrapped, where it's like at the end of the year, it gives you like like everything you did, everything like you heard, all that stuff. So I did like if the gym had Spotify Wrapped, and then I called it like Gymify Wrapped. And it was like, you drank 261 ghosts this year.
Oh.
Like you swipe, and then it's like you hit legs 3 times this year. And it's like, I was like, bro, this has to pop off. Yeah. I was like, there's no way this doesn't pop off. That video, like after I finished filming that, my cousin was like, hey, like we should do a video about the Tracy Mall. Like, cause we're at the mall filming it. And it's heck of dead. And we should do a video about like the mall being heck of dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my cousin's actually the one that came up with the idea.
Shout out to him.
Shout out
Gabe, man.
But yeah, he basically was like, hey, like let's do a We're From Tracy video. Like we're from Tracy and this is our mall. And it's just like crickets. And it's like an empty mall. So we did that. We did like just a bunch of like We're From Tracy and like our most famous person is MC Hammer.
Like, it's funny because everybody in the comments, they were like arguing about whether like MC Hammer is actually from fucking Tracy.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't say he's from Tracy. I said we got MC Hammer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's where he lives. Like, but everybody's like, yeah, he didn't say he grew up there. He just says he like that's where he stays.
Yeah.
And then, but yeah, that video was we were leaving the mall when we filmed that. Like we were on the way to the parking lot. We're filming like as we were like leaving.
Yeah.
And then, so I upload the Spotify video. That one doesn't do that good. And then the next day I upload the Tracy one and then that just starts popping off. And I'm like, like what, bro? Like I was like, it got like, I don't know how many million views. And Tracy has a population of like 97,000. I was like, where are these views coming from? I was like, what?
Hey, something not adding up
Tracy
here.
People, bro.
No, yeah. I was like, what? Like I was looking at the comments. They're like, what is Tracy? Who is Tracy? Like, what is a Tracy?
Who is Tracy like, and what did she do?
Yeah. Like, you know, like on TikTok where like it gives you the little search, like, it's like, I guess like popular searches from this video. And it was like, what is a Tracy? I was like, damn, that's what you know. Like nobody knows Tracy.
Yeah, bro.
That mall really is dead though.
I've been there a couple of times. I didn't even know Tracy had a mall.
Exactly.
Like, well, it's like Merced, they have a mall.
Mm-hmm. It's just like
that shit's whack too.
The Merced Mall is literally a graveyard at that point. But Tracy's not that bad. They at least have some decent food spots there. But
yeah, they got some food.
The one I wanted to bring up was that the Tracy Mall. But then you also had another video about you going to the Modesto Mall.
Yeah.
And then you're
like,
damn, this is what a mall's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
But the funny thing to me, and I'm sure like everybody from the Central Valley can like these folks can probably agree. I mean, like for us, we don't even think the Modesto Mall's out like all that either.
Yeah, huh? Cause that's what everybody was commenting, like, bro, like, no way you're praising the Modesto Mall.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I came from nothing. Like this is
hey bro.
This is
when you start at Tracy, you can only go up.
Yeah, but exactly. You can't go down after that.
And that's why I found it so funny because like, yeah, someone from Tracy, they have that mall, and then they go to Modesto, and obviously that's a big ass upgrade. That's like a fucking shell
like
shock.
Two stores. They got a Dave and Buster's in the mall. Yeah. Like, bro, I think we got like a Cinemark. Like,
To everybody else, that mall is just like meh.
Yeah,
meh.
I think it's just like that. The movie theater keeping it like alive for the most part.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Movie theater and Target disconnected like themselves from the mall too. They closed like the gates. So, I heard they opened them up like recently, but from when I was going, it was like Target had those gates shut to it where, like, if you want to go to the mall, you got to drive up to the other side, park up, and then enter the mall. Yeah.
Damn. And then you fucking come to LA, and now you got fucking Gucci, you got Louis Vuitton.
Pay to park at the mall. Pay to park. I'm like, bro, what?
You accidentally go to valet, and then, fuck, I got to pay valet now, and I'm just kidding.
You lose your ticket, and now you got to pay, like,
five stories, and we're over here with, like, two, I think we're hard shit. Yeah.
I was like, dang, these escalators just keep going. I was like, all the stores there, though, like here in LA, it's you got to go there with intent to like buy something expensive because they don't got no like budget friendly options in there. It's like they got all the high top tier stores.
You just got to go to the right malls, bro. There's a mall down the street that'll honestly, bro, if you make a video about that, I swear to God, bro, if you make a mall about the mall that's down the road here, that I think that video would pop off. I'll tell you exactly what mall it is, but it'll literally remind you of the Tracy Mall.
Yeah.
It's fucking dead.
Damn.
It's
dead.
But it's famous for Back to the Future. They shot a scene there.
Oh, the parking lot?
The Twin Peaks Mall? Okay. I don't know if you guys seen Back to the Future.
There was
a scene shot at that mall there. And you would think that famous mall like that would be popping off, but now it's just fucking dead.
They probably recorded there because they didn't have to pay them.
I mean, you're saying the mall's famous because they were in the scene of the movie? Like, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, bro.
Like, the Stranger Things mall, I think it got pretty big after the movie.
Yeah, bro. Malls get big because of things like that.
But Back to the Future was big back then. It's like nothing now. I mean, I've never seen it. And
you've never seen Back to the Future?
No.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my. Bro, I got a rabbit hole.
I haven't seen a lot of movies, so like, just don't even
say it. It's funny, though, because this one did claim that he watched a lot of movies. And now he's backtracking now.
I didn't say that. Look, comparison to Veronica, I've seen a lot of movies. I show her a lot of movies, but I haven't seen a lot of movies myself. Like, at work, here's going to come the fucking, oh my God, what do you guys do for work? I was talking to Amanda, and she was talking to me like, she was like, oh, have you seen this movie? I'm like, no. Oh, what about this one? No. I'm like, she's like, have you watched anything? And I was like, well, yeah, but like, not that. Like, I've never seen Star Wars. I've never seen like Star Trek, Lord of the Rings. All those big blockbuster movies I've never seen. Like, I've never seen Matrix. I've never seen Back to the Future.
I haven't seen Matrix either. I've seen a little bit of it, but supposedly that's a good series too. I never watched it.
I mean, like I said, it's not because I don't want to watch them. It's just I haven't.
Yeah. If you really wanted to watch them, you would have watched them.
Honestly.
My fault.
Yeah, honestly. You got a better attitude, bro. Get a better attitude.
Can't do attitude.
You got to be more accountable.
Exactly. No, but for real, that mall, I think that's a good mall to shoot a video at because it's literally the Tracy Mall, but in LA.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah.
Get to shoot a music video there.
Yeah. For real. And then, so you went into the started doing more like Central Valley stuff, and then now you've been doing a lot of top things to do in Tracy.
Top
things to do in Manteca. Top things to do in Stockton or Glockton.
In Glockton. I started like evolving because I was just doing a bunch of Tracy content.
Yeah.
And then I was like, somebody told me, it was like, hey, you should do Mountain House. I was like, oh, that's a good one. I was like, Mountain House like is worse than Tracy. Like, like we think Tracy's bad. So I was like, you know what? I'll do Mountain House. So I did top five things to do in Mountain House.
Yeah.
That one did good. I was like, oh, dang, like, maybe I should just start doing surrounding cities.
Yeah.
So I started doing, like, because everything around there is pretty small. So I did Lathrop, Manteca. What else did I do? I did Stockton right before I left, before I came to LA.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to get Stockton in because everybody kept commenting, like, do Stockton.
This was out there dodging bullets, bro.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I was, surprisingly, it wasn't too trafficked like the area when I was filming. I went like around like maybe 5:30. I thought it would be like pretty like popping. Busy streets, like streets, but it wasn't too bad.
I was at home that. Trying not to get shot.
They know curfew's at 5, bro. It's free range out there, bro.
I
like how you say though that they're like smaller cities, but then they're like, then there's the places we're from which are still smaller.
Bro. We're fucking tiny compared to like Stockton. The only reason I know about Tracy really is because I used to go to this place. I still do sometimes. It's called Island Gourmet. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's like what kind of food is it? It's lumpia. What the hell is lumpia?
Oh, lumpia.
It's Filipino food, no?
Filipino, is that Filipino food?
I think so.
It's like a Filipino egg roll.
Yeah.
It is. So one of our friends from Target, she told us about this place and I went there. Bro, like I've gone there and I bought an order of 50 lumpia Like, I don't even know how much it is. Like, it's hella cheap, but like, they give you a whole tray and then we just bring it home. And then, like, we'll ration it out throughout the week and just eat them. But, like, that's literally the only thing I know about Tracy. And then when we go to, like, shows in SF and whatnot, if I see Tracy, I'm like, okay, I'm almost kind of home.
Mm-hmm. That's
like,
it.
I know, like, I literally know it's a straight shot from Tracy to my house now. Like, yeah.
It's just five. It's just a checkpoint now. I'm like, hey, yeah,
literally. Right. Like, that's literally, I've never been to Tracy. My brother worked at, like, the Amazon at Tracy. He still works there. But that's literally all I know about Tracy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you missed those two things, the Amazon warehouses. And then you guys got the Coachella ripoff. What is it called? The Ranchella?
Oh, Ranchella, yeah.
They got Ranchella, bro.
It's actually pretty cool for Tracy.
Yeah.
Like, people from the Bay and, like, LA go to Tracy for that. It's, like, crazy. It's really? Like, it's the one thing Tracy has. It's like that.
It's just like a big-ass jaripeo, no?
It's like a big jaripeo. Yeah. They have good bandas coming in.
When is it?
Singers. Oh, well, it just happened. The day I was actually supposed to go because I was, like, partnered up with them. Mm-hmm. And but I had a wedding the same day, and then I was leaving to LA like the next day.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, it was kind of like just not working with me, but I saw like videos, all that. It was cool. It was like, it's like the Mexican Disneyland.
Hell yeah, bro.
Next year we're going.
Shout out Ranchella. If you're watching this, hey, please host us so we can go. We'll go with Jorge next time.
Sir.
Yeah. Fuck, I was gonna say something too.
Ranchella.
Oh, if you ever want to do a jaripeo, the big jaripeo that everybody goes to here is Picolandia.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Tampico Rivera.
Pico. Okay, yeah, yeah. My cousin went to it maybe, I don't know, it must, probably last year.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was like, dude, it's like it's like Ranchella, but I mean, it's just different. It's like it's more of like a Coliseum type thing.
And it's more often too.
More often, mm-hmm. Yeah. Over there in Tracy, in the summer, they're hitting pretty big, but I think maybe there's maybe five. Like in the summer,
mm-hmm.
But there's two events, like two separate events that throw them. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like I think maybe seven or eight total, like throughout the whole summer. But I mean, it keeps Tracy active. You know, if you got nothing to do, it'll be like on a Saturday or a Sunday. It's
the bad kind of active either. Yeah, we're talking good active. Yeah,
safe activeness.
Yeah. Safe activeness. What does Stanislaus have? Like, they have the fair that's coming up in like the summer. Like, that's pretty.
Stanco Fair. Yeah.
I know Merced County having their fair right now. Like, I think we have a fair in our town. I think it started today, to be honest. I didn't even know we had a fucking fair.
Y'all got a fair?
Like Veronica, she was like, hey, I want to go to the fair this year. And I was like, okay, yeah, we'll go like to Turlock for the fair. She's like, no, it's happening this week in Los Panos. I was like, oh, fuck, we have a fair?
Bro, Dos Palos has a fair.
There's no fucking way, bro.
Yeah, carnival, we have a fair. No, a fair. We have a fair. We have a tiny ass fair.
You sure it's not fucking... like a apricot or asparagus festival, yeah. You know, some kind
shout
of shit
out to,
like that.
Shout out to all my Los Palos fans at the Albania Park. That's where we have our fair. I swear to God. Ask your uncle.
Yeah, hey, you won't have to ask him.
Yeah, he'll tell you that I'm not lying.
It's like three rides.
Legit, bro. Legit.
I think June, beginning of June, Patterson has the apricot fiesta. Catch me there. I'm going to get plastered.
It's the type of rides where like you have the ones that spin, and then they got like 20 people holding down the ride, so it won't go.
No, ma.
What?
They can't even like hold it down.
You can't even hold it down.
And then they got like the scammers that are like, make this ball into this hole.
Exactly. Yeah.
When this
is it those fairs that you have to like sign a waiver so you can't sue them?
I think when you buy a ticket, that's basically what you're like. You're saying.
Right, like, I acknowledge that I'm gonna get scammed and I might come out with potential harm.
Fuck, bro. All right, guys. Well, we'll get back to the Central Valley, but my boy Jorge is going through a new phase in life. He's in LA now. And I just kind of wanted to ask you, because you're moving out here for 6 months. You're going to stay out here for 6 months. But what is like the ultimate goal for you in terms of like the reason why you moved out here?
Mainly just for connections, you know, building more friends, people that I can work with that are in the same, you know, content creation world, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Where it's because in Tracy, I mean, you're working with yourself and
your family
yeah, friends. Yeah. Which I mean, it's fun, you know, but you want to get that exposure, you want to like work with other creators that are doing the same thing as you, you know. So LA, that's the place to do it. You know, you meet people anywhere. You can go to the store, to the gym,
like those compas, you meet
like
those compas
right here. Yeah. like if you want to meet more people, this is a place to do it, from what I heard.
Hell yeah, dude. Do you already kind of, because I know you said that you visited it. No, I wouldn't say like a lot, but you've come over here once in a while.
I would come here like maybe once every 3 months, like to do content. Like I would come out for like a weekend or like 5 days.
Yeah.
But it was never enough. Like, it was, I would come with the intent to, you know, to film like with two or three creators, and then I end up like filming with like one or two. Mm. It's like, I can never, you know,
not enough time.
There's not enough time. So I was like, I just need to focus for 6 months, you know, fully dedicate myself to, you know, filming content, meeting people. And then that way, you know, there's nothing I can be like, I can be like, oh, like, I didn't have enough time. Like, six mm-hmm. months, like, I have enough time to do whatever is needed, I feel like.
That's dope. So you didn't come out here blindly, Lillian. You had connections over here, essentially.
I had some connections, yeah. So, like, I came with, you know, like, certain amount of people that I know that I can, you know, work with. Mm-hmm. I didn't come out here, like, you know, like, with nothing where, like, dang, I gotta, like, start from zero.
Yeah.
I kind of already had some people that I know that are willing to work with me or that I met through, you know, through TikTok, through Instagram. But it's just the fact of, you know, working with them more, getting more viral videos in, and basically, yeah, just growing it, like growing my fan base. Accessibility. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, you can always network online and shit, but like, it's not like as simple as like, hey, bro, like, come over, like, we can shoot
exactly.
Now it's like, oh shit, like, I can come over real quick and like shoot something for you.
Yeah.
Especially because like,
No, you're good.
Okay. I was going to say, especially because before, I would like hit up a creator. And he's in LA, and I'd be coming, you know, for this weekend. And then I'd be like, hey, like, I'm coming into LA this weekend, like, if you're trying to get some content in. He'd be like, oh, bro, like, I'm busy this weekend.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, they're there. It's just you don't have the right timing, you know, for
it. The only way to make it work is if you're here.
If you're here.
And longer, yeah.
Exactly. Because that's the reason I'm just doing it full time, because I didn't want to come here, work a job to where it's like, now I'm, you know, not on the schedule where it's like, now this person said he's down to film, but now I gotta work.
Yeah.
So it's like I just came, you know, saved up enough money to, you know, be here out for 6 months.
Yeah. That's dope.
And then, you know, that way no excuses. If they're down to collab on a certain day, I'm free, you know.
Yeah. And I'm gonna tell everybody listening to this right now, whether you're from the Central Valley or from LA, I'm gonna tell you right now, remember the name Jorge with the next, bro, because this was gonna be popping. I'm telling you right
now,
bro.
Only up from here.
Los Compas,
you know.
Brand new whip just hopped in.
Yeah, just remember his name, bro. Tell me. You're going to remember. You heard it here.
Yeah, let me go. Fuck it. We should move to LA for 6 months.
Dude.
6 months. That's it. I don't know. That's all I'm giving you.
Everything you just said right now, like, literally applies to these fuckers over here.
Hey, because, yo, relax.
No. I'm not saying it in a bad way.
You are.
No.
Came straight for you.
Well, coming from the neck
over here, bro.
What's up, Firme? No, speaking about that, so I'm glad you said that. The reason I say is because we can network, like he said, through DMs, through online and stuff, but nothing is the same as like if you connected like in person and shit.
Yeah,
like me, I obviously, it's easier for me. I have better opportunities to connect with people out here because I live out here. And for me, when it happens, it's like a dope ass experience. But I'm happy, but I'm also kind of like sad at the same time, because like, I'm experiencing it, but these fuckers are not experiencing it.
That's the, like, hard part. Yeah. Like, I came out here with my two other cousins that are got the same mindset as me. So it's like, if I came out here alone, just myself, I would also be, you know, I'd be like, oh, like I don't got no help. Like,
yeah. I mean, or like, I wish they were here. I wish, like, they were here, with me.
Especially because I'm so close to my cousins.
Yeah.
So I was like, so when they're like, I'm down to do the same thing. Like, I was like, dude, like, let's do it. Like,
yeah.
Let's go out there for 6 months, grind like as much as possible, you know, no lacking, none of that. And then, so that's what, like, the big thing where I was like, I need someone to, you know, be able to work with. So,
yeah.
So that really helped for sure. Cause, right. If I just came out here alone, you know, it'd be hard.
Let me know when you have your private jet and fly me out there.
I'm telling you, bro. Cause we recently, like, we had like a fucking dream guest on. Do you ever watch Cholo Adventures as like a kid?
Yeah.
We had fucking Alex, aka Sleepy Brown.
That's dope.
Shout out to him again. That fool came on the podcast.
That's awesome.
And it was a surreal last experience, but this was literally sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm over here fucking shitting my pants and fucking excited. And I'm sure they were too, but it's just like I wish they were here to be able to shake his hand, like, crazy. Interact with him and everything. So that, like, that's the main reason why I would want them to be out here too, because like, these are opportunities that I wish that they also like got to experience.
Right. Yeah. Like, for me, my biggest inspiration, because I started on Vine.
Yeah.
I would watch like David Lopez, like, you know, like the Juan.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Then he followed me on TikTok. And then last year I was, he invited me to be in one of his videos.
Oh, so shit.
I was like, oh shoot. Like this is literally like the person that I started making videos like because of, like, I would watch all his Juan videos, and I would, all my like recent or not recent, all my like vines that I started with were all like Juan this, Juan that, Mexican this. So it's like clearly like I was taking inspiration from all his stuff, but that's what I started with. And then he had me come on a video. It was the Mexican Matrix. So it was like it was like the mom's like throwing the chancla, and he's all like dodging him. And like So I came on that, and then like 3 days ago, we filmed another video. We did Cholos of the Caribbean. So that's gonna come out like in about I think like 3 weeks.
Okay,
but it's fun, you know, filming like because he has a whole crew, you know, it's very professional. So I'm used to, you know, just me, myself, the camera, and then like for him, you know, he got the mics, he got the camera,
everything looks
very professional. Yeah. He has a script, you know, so that was like the big thing for me. I was like, oh my, like I'm literally working with someone that like started my, you know, my journey.
Guys, if you're just tuning in to the video section, we are not moving because we are real. The first 40 minutes, we had no video of us.
I apologize, everybody.
Us being Miguel and me. But you know what we look like anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, like Jorge said, they were doing the mannequin challenge for about 40 minutes.
Yeah, they're like, dang, these people don't gotta move.
Yeah, for real.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I spent like these past 40 minutes looking at myself, making sure like I look good over here. I'm you know, smiling. You're gonna tell me I didn't record these first 40 minutes, bro? Come on, man. Come on, man. No, you're fine.
I'm sorry, cut. I fucked up.
It's but okay, bro. I'm naturally ugly. I'm naturally ugly, anyways.
We were talking about how, So like you didn't come out here blindly. You started doing some more videos. You talking about the Mexicans of the Caribbean or what?
Cholos of the Caribbean. Basically, like you know, the Pirates of the Caribbean, but. We're cholos, so that's gonna come out like in 3 weeks. I think it'll come out really cool. It'll be fun. Yeah, fun experience.
Hell yeah!
Just the idea of it sounds like hilarious and entertaining. Yeah. Like, and no matter what, like you know, I feel like it's gonna pop off, dude. It's gonna be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was talking to you behind the scenes too. How I feel like you're the content that you're doing recently. You're doing it kind of like in a smart way, where a lot of your popular videos are like the Central Valley stuff, like top five things to do, all this stuff. And the more recent one was you like being like kind of not I don't know if culture shocked is the right way, but like everything out here is so different compared to over there. Yeah. Like you had to pay for parking.
Yeah.
The fucking malls are different. The fucking grocery stores,
like the sweeping.
The air you breathe, dog.
Bro, literally just fucking looking at the horizon, all you see is smog, bro.
Yeah.
Legit, bro. So you're doing like you're obviously incorporating new stuff from LA, but you're also still like incorporating that like Central Valley stuff because you're like you're in the grocery store and you're like is this not Safeway?
It
smells like Safeway. It feels like Safeway.
Are you sure it's not Safeway?
That would have me fucked up.
Hey, but it's true though that like you were saying like that culture shock is real, especially like going from like a small I say small you know very loosely but, like a small place like Tracy going to a big city like LA.
Yeah.
Like either you're gonna have that shock. Same thing. Like if like I remember my roommate from college. Like he went from LA to the Central Valley for college, and he was like, "Dude, it's so quiet here. Like it's dead. Like you don't get." And in a way, it's like it's peaceful to him because it was like in LA, it's like you're constantly moving, like constantly doing something. Like you're moving on to the next one, and then like here, like I feel like it's a very laid back lifestyle in comparison to the city. So like that shock is just very real.
Yeah,
it hit me today because I was trying to film in the backyard today. Mm-hmm. And all I hear is like dun 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 dun, like zzz, zzz, like construction, like right down the street. And I'm like trying to film. I'm like, dang, like I gotta wait, like I gotta film, wait, like you know, like 2 minutes, and then film, and then wait, like because I was like, dang, like this is gonna be a problem right here. Like there's a constant noise, you know, planes. Cars, you know, more traffic, like with you know people walking by, is different.
Yeah, and we do got construction and all that shit over there in the Central Valley, but it's mainly on like the highways.
Like, yeah, it's mainly like on I mean, because we got a lot of potholes over there.
Yeah,
like,
tell me about it.
So you know, the construction when they do fix those potholes, it's there. Like you know, but there's construction mostly. Yeah, like on the highways, like the exits, all that stuff.
Tommy Weimer said it was under construction for like 3,000 years.
Legit, dude.
Like legit. Driving through Merced and still under construction. I'm pretty sure. I don't drive that way anymore. I'm an I-5 kind of guy now. 99 always has fucking construction on it. I swear.
Fuck construction over there, dude.
Yeah, how are the gas prices over there?
Horrible.
Nah, come on.
It's weird, actually. It's like the more like ghetto you get, it gets more expensive. And then like you go to I stay in the Beverly Hills area, and the gas is like relatively cheap. So I'm like, bro, they're trying to keep the rich, the poor. Like, what's going on?
How much are we talking here?
Yeah, what's cheap to you?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say cheap, but you know, average to me would be like, you know, like four something.
What the fuck? You guys like are the fours or no?
Like, I mean, no, in Tracy, like back in Tracy, the mid or high fours.
Yeah.
Over here, you know, you go to like mid LA, it's like seven something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like, bad. Yeah.
I just want to drive at that point.
It's weird because, like... yeah, it's like in the more expensive areas you go, the gas actually gets cheaper. Like, it's weird.
You got to keep Kim K happy, bro.
Like you said, man, you got to keep your rich people happy because they're the ones that bring the money into the economy over there.
Yeah, wow. It's funny.
They're the ones that bought the barrels of oil.
Oh, damn.
That's how they pay them back.
There's this one gas station that's, I forgot where it's somewhere in LA where like the rich part, but they're notorious for spiking up their gas prices like a lot, like a ridiculous amount. And there's this guy that interviewed people that would put gas there.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, and they're like, why do you put gas here? Do you not realize how expensive it is?
Yeah, and they're like,
and it's all people driving rich-ass cars. And they're like, I don't care.
They're like, they didn't even look at the gas price. They just filled up.
I'm just trying to fill my gas up. I don't care.
I aspire to be that one day, bro. Don't even look at anything. Don't look at the prices. Just here's my card. Here's my money. I don't give a fuck.
I had this thing where I would legit, because gas prices were so high, my car is not it's a gas guzzler. And you can relate. Your fucking car is probably the same way.
Yeah, it's not too good on that.
I would be like, I'm not feeling it. I'm probably $60 max, and I'm gonna live off of that as far as it gets me. And the next time I fill it up, only $60 again. I put like a minimum on how much I fucking put on my.
I don't know why, but for me, like, I would just fill it up because I'm like, bro, I gotta pay these anyways. Like,
yeah.
So for me, I would just be like, I was like, I mean, it hurts, and I'm like, like filling it up.
That's true.
But I'm like, what am I gonna do, like? I'm gonna have to fill up. I'm gonna just have to come back and then fill up again. I was like, you know, just get it over with. Last me longer.
But do you guys use like regular gas too, or do you guys use like the high?
I have to use premium on mine.
Damn.
I put the unleaded, bro.
On my truck, I would put unleaded. Because I have a truck, but I left that back in Tracy.
Uh-huh.
But.
What do you guys
smart choice.
Yeah.
You gotta leave the Mamalona back over there, bro.
Especially because it's a low truck. So, like. These streets are not built for, or my truck is not built for these streets.
Hell no. Uh-huh. We got some shitty ass streets over here too. Like the highways, some of the highways are fucking horrible.
Man, yeah, you guys have hella dips, bro. I've noticed that LA has hella dips.
Yeah, but it's in Tracy, it's bad too, but you know where they're at. Here, you don't. Mm. Like, you're driving and boom. And it's like, oh. Yeah. Over there in Tracy, it's like, all right, like, I'm going to turn right and there's going to be a big pothole.
Yeah. There's this, you won't be able to see it today because it's going to be night out. But on the way back to where you stay at, there's this particular road where the stripes on the fucking that tell you what lane is what.
They fade.
They're literally the new ones, and then the faded ones, you can still see them. So
I went through that the other day. I was like, which is the real one?
Yeah. So you're like confused. You're like, where the fuck is the lane at?
I was so confused. I was driving and I was like, bro, I was like, did two lanes just turn into three? But like, they're skinny at, like, they're like this small. Yeah. I'm like, bro, no car's about to fit in there. Like,
and it's bad, bro, especially when it gets sunny and you can't see shit. You can't. You literally can't see what the fuck, where the lane's at.
Yeah.
And then your car can't keep in a lane because it's like trying to figure out what lane it's supposed to be.
You drive a Tesla and it's like, it's like trying to read where the lane's at.
That's when you got money, bro. My car don't do that shit.
My
car don't do that.
That's what I do. And then when my car starts like trying to swerve different lanes, I'm like, okay, you're blind, bro. I'll drive. I'm like, you're drunk. I'll drive.
My sister has a car, her Honda. If you're like swerving too much or if you're not driving properly, it has a little coffee symbol. And you're like, you should probably take a nap.
Take a break.
Oh, like a, you like probably a rest. Take a break.
Yeah.
Mine says that. But like, that's only because it's like if you drive it for so long, like sometimes, like I think when I've driven to like LA, like it'll be like, you need a break. And then like a little coffee cup comes up. And I'm like, no, bro, get out of here. I'm trying to get there.
Yeah. I'm like, the fuck you talking about? I don't need no damn break. The fuck?
Yeah, bro. Just a. And then we're good.
Hey, yo, what?
I gotta do is go skiing, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Shit. All right. Well, before we get to our next topic, my guy, I got a little gift for you. I got a little something right here.
Some condoms.
Watchers of the podcast, you know what's about to happen. You know what's about to happen. We've been doing this thing where we like to get our guests a little something, man. Okay. So we got a little gift for you. If you want to go ahead and open this up.
See what this is.
It's perfect for the weather coming up.
Yeah, it's way perfect. We need an upgrade, bro.
You know what? I didn't bring that much clothes down from Tracy, so it looks like something like a... Oh, this is some fire right here.
Hell yeah.
For the viewers right here.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
You got Los Compas hoodie.
That logo, bro. Fucking fuck that.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course, bro. It's our new design. He got the new design. The first one to get it in the sand color. This was like, I wear too much black. Give me something other than black.
I wear so much black. Like,
but black is just the way to go, man.
True. True.
So unless you go black, you don't go back.
You got to get that contrast in there.
You got to get that contrast in there. Hell yeah. But yeah, we got to, man. Every guest that comes through, we appreciate them for taking the time to come through. So it's like, we got to get them something, man. We got
to
get you something.
I know it's starting to get cold outside, so you might have to start wearing that.
Yeah. If it's 90 degrees, fuck it. You're obligated. Yeah, yeah, I don't know if you signed the contract without looking at it. You're obligated to wear at least in one of your videos.
I'll be in the sauna right there. In the sauna wearing this thing.
Hey, but tell me, you guys weren't those kids that wore sweaters in like the summer?
No.
Yeah, no. I did that.
I did that.
I wore, dude, I walked home sometimes and like I would wear a sweater and I would walk home in the sun.
Yeah, they were like, home, dude. They were like, dude, how are you wearing shorts, but you're wearing a sweater?
I'm like, dude, that's the one.
Shorts and a hoodie go hard, bro. Shorts and a hoodie go hard, bro. It's the best combo ever.
During summer or during winter?
Anytime.
My legs don't get cold.
That's a full year. That's a full year, bro. You're not too cold, but you're not too warm.
I mean, you know? I could do it in the winter, but the summer, you're going to be fucked up, bro. I'd be fucking dying of heat stroke out there.
Especially in Tracy, it gets hot.
Yeah,
it gets so hot.
At Central Valley, gets hot.
Like middle school,
I'm not ready for it.
Yeah, middle school, I'd be rocking that. The shorts and the sweater. Like everyone's like, dude, how you wearing that right now? Like your bottom half, it's making sense. But
your bottom half is in the summer, bro. Your top half is in the winter.
I was like, dude, that's how I work, bro. So like,
to this day, bro.
Yeah. Still to this day. it's funny.
Miguel used to wear shorts on top of shorts though.
The double shorts, nah.
I wore basketball shorts, or soccer shorts, whatever, underneath my shorts. Because I was ready to go, bro.
The guy was ready never playing soccer, bro. He never did shit, bro.
These guys are haters, bro. We'd always go ball up, play some basketball, play some soccer whatever it was. Ready to go. What?
Yeah. And then you got picked last?
At least I got picked.
Damn.
I was in the reserves.
Hey, you can't get not picked if you don't show up, though.
Hey, true.
What we used to do, like whenever there was like a wedding or like a party, like, and we knew all the cousins were gonna be there, we'd have like our nice attire, but little did they know, under the jeans, like we got our shorts under there. Like as soon as we get to the party, those jeans are coming off. We're playing hide and seek, cops and robbers, all that stuff.
He gets it.
And then your mom's all pissed because she ironed your shirt, your pants, and everything.
She's getting mad.
And then your hair's all done, and then like you show up and you're all fucking red, sweaty, and fuck, just trying to get some soda.
And she then go getting back mad out at there. My dad. She's like, "Who you let him go out like this?" Like,
I know they're embarrassed, but you're not.
Yeah,
this one got the dress shoes on with the fucking Nike
I'm
shorts.
I'm running around, the dress shoes, the lemon pepper steppers, but I got the Nike shorts.
You know what I'm working on right now? So I was also that kid that wore sweaters with shorts. That fucking brought back trauma, bro. Because that's what I would hear all the time. Like, why the fuck are you wearing shorts with a sweater? Like, mind your business, dude. But I'm working on... I still wear hoodies on hot days, but that's because I'm working on a sleeper build. You guys know what a sleeper build is?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So I'm wearing baggy clothes and I'm wearing hoodies to hide my body. So that way people think whenever I finally take it off, they won't expect what they see,
You're just a sleeper, period, bro. I don't know about the build.
I do like to sleep. You're right. I do like to sleep.
Sleeper, just sleeper.
Hey, you just bringing up sleep. So today, I woke up late.
No. Again?
Because
my phone died on me last night because I had my phone on me and I fell, I guess, and it turned off. Like, I was at super low battery. So this morning, I woke up at like 9:15. I'm supposed to be at work at 8:45. I woke up to a missed call from Amanda. And I was like, bro, not again.
We have to put a limit. We have to put a limit on how much times you can mention Amanda in one episode.
He died again.
Bro, like I called the line and I was like, bro, I'm like, I'm going to use 2 hours. I'll be there in like 2 hours. Well, 2 hours from like my normal start, but like an hour from when I actually And then so I went to work, and the first thing that like my supervisor was like, well, at least we didn't have to send the SWAT team to figure out if you were alive or not. I was like, bro. So background, what did I don't know if you know, I have sleep apnea. So like I don't sleep well, so I have to mask up.
Okay.
But one day I ended up oversleeping. And like so my work didn't know, like I never call out. And if I do, like I always let someone know. But like it was like an hour, 2 hours into the shift, and like no one has heard from me. And so they ended up reaching to my fiance, like my friend, like, hey, have you heard from Moises? Like, he's not here. It's not like him. I guess cops ended up coming to my house, you know.
Oh, shoot.
Like, everything, the whole thing. But, like, they weren't allowed to come in because, like, they didn't
know girls opened the door
or whatever. But, like, my friend drove from Patterson to LB to wake me up.
Dang.
And you know, that's so, a like, long drive.
It was
this
big thing, bro.
How was that sleep?
And so, like, today when I showed up, like, literally the first thing I was told was, like, well, at least we didn't have to send someone to get you today.
Yeah.
So I was like, bro, how
how was the sleep though? Did it hit?
Bro, I woke up fucking rejuvenated.
Like
so, I woke up and I was like, that was a nice slumber.
So about 10 years younger.
Honestly, bro. But yeah, you get bring up sleep, man. Remember that.
Hey, get this man two. Get this man two phones so he can never fucking have that issue, dude.
You gotta have one of those alarms that like vibrate the whole bed.
You know what? Yeah, that's
my friend
true.
Has that. My friend has that because he's deaf.
Oh, okay. I guess that works.
Yeah. That's true. Moises, or just get a fucking alarm, bro. Like an actual alarm clock.
Or they have those ones where like you have to like you put it across the room. You gotta like walk to it.
Yeah, true, huh?
Do you actually have an alarm clock?
No, I don't because I don't have that fucking issue.
I don't have that problem. I knew he was gonna fucking say
it doesn't
that.
Have an issue. He just fucking forgets to charge his phone half the time.
Yeah, bro.
So it's an issue, you idiot. So it's a fucking issue.
He's just a dumb bitch, bro. You can't fix dumb bitch.
True that. It can only get better.
Yeah, you know, you guys ever like
slightly better, you know? Hey, you know, for us talking about not bullying the other episode to like not being bullied by you guys is crazy.
No, my bad.
I was gonna say, you guys ever like put your phone to update overnight and then like your alarm doesn't go off?
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
nah, I don't do that for that reason. I'm always scared that it won't do it.
Never do it, bro. Never do it.
So many times.
I always update it when I'm awake.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, iOS 17.1 came out, update overnight. And then I wake up at like 12 and I'm supposed to be up at 9. I'm like, bro. I'm like, what? I was like, well, this update didn't even go through. Like,
wait,
damn.
I'm gonna ask you something. I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I'm just reading because this is the first time with me. I'm just reading off of your vibes and stuff. I feel like you're kind of similar to me, as in like when you see something or you have an idea of something. Yeah, like you want to do the shit right away, and you don't want to wait. Yeah. You just want to act on it. 100%. You want to do it. Yeah.
Like whenever I have an idea, at least I'll write it down on my notes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll write a script later. But if I have an idea where it's like this is viral, I'm like trying to film it ASAP.
ASAP.
Like,
yeah.
Before I lose like you know those little details that like I'm like would have made that video viral.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you put it to the side, and then you know you forget about it, or the idea is still there, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, I gotta like, as soon as I think of that, I gotta film it.
Yeah, because I have that same, I don't even think it's a problem. I don't think
it's a problem either.
Yeah, because I hear you say little things here and there, and I'm like, damn, this was like me kind of similar in a way where my dad, he gets pissed off at me because he's always like, damn, bro, you always coming up with something and you want to do it like right away, yeah. And then you leave it, and then you want to start something new, different.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, I don't know why I do it. Just do it. And I don't feel like it's a bad thing. I feel like that just makes me like
It keeps the like the, you get kind of like a rush out of it.
Yeah.
Where it's like, dude, like it's at least for me when I'm filming a video, I'm like, dude, like I'm like hyped about it. I'm like filming it. Like if I put it to the side, I'm like, oh, like I guess I'll film this tomorrow or I'll film it later. But when it's like, when I have the vision, I'm like, I need to do that ASAP.
Yeah.
That vision can go away so fast.
Yeah.
Or you just lose hope on it and you forget why it was such a good idea. Because exactly. Sometimes I write down an idea and then the next day, if I don't film it that day, I look at it, I'm like, bro, this wasn't even that good. Like, why did I think this was a good idea? Yeah. But at the moment, it was a really good idea. And it's because like those little details that are going through your mind, you know, telling like, oh, you got to do this and that. Mm-hmm. And then later on, you see it. And you're like, you're not thinking of those little things. So you're like, oh, this is a dumb idea.
Yeah. Well,
next time, write the little details down too.
You got to write. Yeah. Exactly. You got to write the little stuff, all the visions. Down, yeah.
Damn. I have that problem too whenever I make clips for us or whenever we upload like specific things on, like, on Instagram, I'll like make it and I'll get impatient. I'm like, bro, I've recorded it. And you try to follow algorithms and stuff. Like this certain time is the best time to upload a video or that certain time. And I try to follow those rules, but when I feel like something's going to be like, I get impatient and I'm like,
post it like at 10 p.m.
I want to post it right now. And then we end up posting it on fucking horrible times that we probably should have posted
it. That's happened to me so many times. And I tell my cousin the same thing because he'll be like, he'll finish editing the video and it'll be like 9 p.m. He's like, oh, I just want to post it. I'm like, bro, just wait, just chill. He's like, you got to wait, post it tomorrow. He's like, no, I can't wait. And he just posts it and then it flops. And I'm like, dude, I was like, I'm not saying it flopped because of that, but that's what I think. I'm like, bro, you should have waited. Because I was the same way. I was like, at 10 p.m., I get like, I finish editing and I'm like, oh, like, I can't wait to post this in the morning. I just got to post it now.
Yeah.
But now, like, I film and I post on the same day, but for the, it's because I finish editing at a reasonable time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if I were to film at 6 p.m., finish editing at 9, it's hard for me to not post that video. So I try to film like early in the day so that by the time, like, you know, it's done, I could post it.
Yeah.
And as soon as I film, I have to get straight to editing. Like, I can't leave that video just sitting on my camera.
You get like anxious.
I get
dude.
Anxious, bro. Yeah. I'm like, I have to edit it right now. Like, if my friends are like, oh, you already filmed, like, edit later. I'm like, no, bro. Like, I gotta got film to. This
you're
right
like,
now.
You're like, itching. You're like, scratching
your like, bro. Fuck. I was like, I don't care, bro. I'm editing this.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, I know the struggle, bro. Trust me.
Either you guys are really driven or you have some real bad OCD. I still
can't. Yeah, I got OCD for sure.
There's like a fine line right there.
Yeah, they're
balancing on that line right now.
Hey, yeah, sometimes like, that's what you need, man. That's what you need. This
like,
kind of
like,
stuff,
dude,
bro.
We're on a roller coaster right now. How you about to edit? I'm like, shut up, bro. Like, let me edit this video.
Yeah. The people that you have in your videos are they're friends and family, or is it just
For the most part, friends.
Friends, yeah.
And if it's not friends, it's just people that I met here in LA.
I met here. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or that's actually cool. No, you know what? Friends mostly actually is my cousins. Some friends, but recently, my cousins that moved out with me, they're always in my videos. So
hell yeah.
Cousins, and then, you know, friends that I met here.
Sick. Yeah. If you guys are listening to this, shout out to you guys, man.
Yes, sir.
You guys are make some popping ass content.
I
want
to make a video on Los Banos. I'm here.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Next time I visit my family,
we can get on my big green tractor right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what are we gonna do in Los Banos?
Hey, you know we could though. Hey, I might be able to get my uncle to hook me up with some tractors and, you know, from some light.
Drive some light. She get the bevs. Get the fucking the tall cans.
Fucking screw.
You can do some sideshows with the tractors.
Hell yeah. All right.
They be having those nice like car shows out there though.
Mm-hmm.
The low riders and stuff.
It's funny because those palos have some car shows sometimes too.
That's so fucking bro. Stop trying to make your town pop up, bro. They ain't shit there.
To God.
There ain't shit there.
You mean like impromptu car shows? Like, you know, where some kids nowadays just like
No. It's like legit, like scheduled car shows. I swear. You guys might think I'm lying, but I'm not. I swear.
Not
you're
lying.
I
mean,
everyone just like could be like,
I believe him, bro. That's all they caught out there, show. Bro.
What's that thing that's in the valley? Or is it Cars and Coffee?
Cars and Coffee. Yeah,
is that
they got banned in Tracy?
Did they really?
It used to be a big it used to be a big thing. Like, you know, 6 a.m. 6 to like maybe like 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. It would be like Cars and Coffee, and then just stupid people started doing stupid things, and then like doing, you know, like burnouts stuff like that, and then it just got banned.
Why you guys fucking it up for everybody, man?
I know. My brother used to go to that show all the time.
Yeah, I would to them.
He still might, actually. Now I think about it.
I don't know, bro. You're better sleeping most of the time.
Yeah, bro. The Amazon schedule got him fucked up.
Honestly, bro. The overnight schedule, it just screws you over, bro. All
right, Jorge. I want to throw you under the bus here.
Oh, jeez. No.
I want to throw you under the bus here.
I'm ready. Guy, bro. Chill, relax.
I know. But I feel like we've gotten close over these past hour.
For the record,
hour,
bro, if you swing on him, it's okay.
I'm ready.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, you have our blessing.
Whatever he says, we may or may not agree with. It just depends what he says.
Sock check, fool. Sock check. No, not right now. I actually have short socks on right now.
Short.
All right, I'm going to throw you under the bus here. I want you, since we're all from the Central Valley, me and the compas did this before on a different episode, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to do a little top five list, worst and best, okay?
Okay.
Top five. What do you want to start? I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. What do you want to start off with? Top five best or top five worst?
Let's do worst first.
Worst first? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, since we're all from the Central Valley, we can kind of relate with all these, but I want you to list the top five worst cities in the Central Valley.
Towns, bro. They're not cities. Towns.
Okay. Towns, I guess. Pueblos, whatever the fuck you want to call them.
All right.
Top five worst pueblos in fucking
so
in
the central. So my question is number one the worst or is number five the worst?
Number one is the worst.
Number one is the worst. Okay.
Number five is, yeah, the fifth worst.
Okay.
Fifth
worst. Okay.
Starting from the bottom. Let's see.
Now we're here.
We're going to put Stockton just because it's has stuff to do, but it's not the worst as if you were talking about like things to do.
Damn. I thought Glockton was going to be number one.
It was. I was thinking of putting it number one because of how bad it is.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to do something, like if you're trying to have active moves,
yeah,
Stockton. It's not that bad if you're trying to do something. I mean, they got a mall.
Okay.
They got like they got some good food.
Okay.
But,
Chick-fil-A.
But if you're talking about like danger wise, yeah, that's up there. You know. But okay, besides that, they got the most stuff. Like compared to the little ones. Activity, yeah, based off activities.
I didn't say top five most dangerous. I said worst. Yeah, I said worst. Worse. Okay. Fair.
So all right, next. So let's put. Man, this is a hard one.
Break some hearts, bro. Break some hearts.
This is a hard one. I might have to break some hearts. Let's see. I'm gonna put Turlock.
Damn.
Because they got John the Incredible. That used to hit for me as a kid.
Yeah.
John the Incredible. Wait, what?
John's Incredible? You never been there?
Modesto.
Oh, that was Modesto.
That's Modesto?
That's Modesto.
Oh, you know what?
That's Modesto, bro.
That's off then.
It's Modesto. Yeah.
Okay. So then.
Turlock, all we have is Stanislaus. Yeah.
That's what makes it the fourth worst that. It gets confused with Modesto.
Yeah, damn.
It's so close, huh? It's like, but they do got, never mind, you know.
They really don't got one.
Yeah, we don't got shit, bro. We don't got shit.
Yeah.
Hey, after bro, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I'm going to put Manteca after
Man,
Stockton.
Mantuica.
Manteca after Stockton. Number
three? Okay. Hold on. Where's this bad rep from Manteca coming from? Like, are there really that many tweakers?
The tweak part of it.
It's the tweak part
it's
of
the
it.
The tweak part of it.
They're really tweakers over there. To me, I have a very good impression of Manteca, but I'm never over there. Maybe, but I still have a good impression of it.
How the fuck do you have a good impression of them?
I've been there a couple times enough to not apparently see some tweakers around, I guess. You know?
What the fuck is. Whose logic is. I'm done with this guy. That's not a bad place, but I've only been there once and I only passed by it.
I'm just asking you guys for your info because I'm ignorant over here apparently.
Well, you are.
I guess like the populated areas aren't that bad, but there's some parts of Manteca that are like pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Right? So, I agree.
So, yeah. But it's not the worst, you know. They still got Chick-fil-A. They got Cane's, you know.
See,
so
that's Chick-fil-A. Yeah, those they got a parts bowling of Manteca, alley. Bro.
Miguel's literally only been in Manteca to eat.
yeah, that's what we go from Tracy to Manteca for Chick-fil-A and Cane's.
Yeah. Okay, that's number four.
Number four.
Okay, number four.
Number three, I'm gonna put down maybe Patterson.
No, not Patterson.
You know what? No. I'm gonna go Lathrop first.
Lathrop,
then Patterson.
Patterson's number two. Patterson's shittier. That's crazy.
Yeah. I think Patterson's
true
worse,
though,
bro.
That's true, though, bro.
When I grew, at least when I was there, the fun thing to do was go to Wendy's.
Damn, that still is a fun thing.
And I think Walmart. I think there's a Walmart.
That's crazy.
That's still the fun thing to do there. There's still nothing
that's
there.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Look, hey, shut up, I feel Patterson. Like Patterson is undeserved to be on that spot because that's where
Eslabón
Armado.
That's true.
From.
They, you know,
who?
Yeah, that's true. Eslabón Armado.
This guy said who? This guy
Pedro,
said
bro.
Who?
Pedro.
Who the fuck is that, bro? Hey, chill.
Hey, just know that when they come on this podcast, you're not on that episode, Miguel.
Yeah, true.
Bet.
Damn. Double down.
Hey, you heard him. He ain't allowed on that episode.
I mean, bro, we got stars in all these.
Yeah, shut up.
In most of these towns, all right?
Shut up.
George Lucas, Modesto, right?
Kaepernick.
Turlock has Kaepernick. Should I
shout out Kaepernick? Yeah, Turlock got Kaepernick.
I still rap Kaepernick, bro.
I still like Kaepernick, too.
Y'all Raiders, I mean, y'all Niners fans.
Dude, he got hated so much.
Bang, bang, Niner gang. Bang, bang.
Yeah, but I feel like if he would have done that in today's era, NFL would have been canceled. Like if the NFL would have done that to him like in 2024, would be canceled. So like it's kind of funny because like he did that when it wasn't like this cancel culture stuff, and then now when this, you know, this it's big now, if that would have happened in today's day, it would have been like a whole other side to the story, bro. Yeah,
he probably would have owned the NFL right now.
They would have put him up there because what's really messed up is they put him in like Madden 23 as a free agent.
Oh,
they brought him back. Fuck. They brought him back and they put him as a free agent.
No way. What the
fuck? As like a sorry, bro. I was like, nah.
That's fine.
That's hella funny.
All right, so who's number one? Who's the worst in the Central Valley?
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Why was Lathrop number three?
They got good food trucks.
Okay.
So I'm basing this off of activities and food.
That's it, bro. That's all they got.
That's it. The activities and food. And yeah, I'm putting Lathrop right there.
And Patterson. And then Patterson is that makes sense.
Patterson is the second worst. Damn, that's crazy.
They just have the
April. And then festival. Number one, I'm going to put Wesley.
Oh, shit. Wesley. Damn. Yeah. I mean, what do you even consider Wesley? Right? I feel
like Wesley's just like a truck stop.
A truck stop. Yeah.
What the fuck is Wesley?
They got Joe's Plaza?
They got what's McDonald's. Wesley? They
it's
got
right
that hotel,
next to Patterson, bro.
What the fuck? There's a place called Wesley next to Patterson.
Yeah, it's literally
the next exit after Patterson.
No manches.
When I had construction on my Patterson exit to go to work, I had to drive all the way to fucking Wesley to get off and then go to work. It was the worst thing ever. I believe it. I respect that list.
I'm surprised Wesley got brought up. That's why
I had to be number one.
Yeah, Wesley. I did not expect that.
Yeah,
that's how bad.
No one ever
talks
about it. No, shit, it's just the fact. No, I don't think anybody ever really talks about Wesley.
I would have put Delhi up there, to be honest, man.
Oh.
Damn. Which one?
Delhi.
Shit. I haven't even heard of Delhi.
See, he doesn't even know about Delhi. Delhi is between Livingston and Turlock. If you don't know what Livingston is, it's between Merced and Turlock.
Yeah, I know Livingston.
Okay, all right. See, he knows Livingston at least, but not whack ass Delhi.
Yeah, no, fuck Delhi.
I wasn't born in Delhi. I was born in Turlock. But I went to kindergarten in Delhi. Shout out, Shendel.
Shit. All right. Well, we got our top five. All right. Let's move on to our top five best.
Top five. Top
best. All right. You better not pick Tracy as number one, bro.
No. Okay. But it will be on this one. I think, okay. On the five, I'm going to put
Dos Palos. Hey, let's go.
Okay. I'm going to put
LB. Just put LB. It's fine. It's safe.
He has so many places to pick from.
Don't let him fucking.
You got Merced. You got Fresno. You got Ceres, Modesto, Turlock.
I'm gonna put Fresno in there. Actually,
what?
I feel like Fresno got. It's kind of big, no? I haven't been there much.
Fresno does got the Cheesecake Factory.
That Cheesecake Factory is right.
Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna put Fresno right there.
Okay,
and then next I'll put Tracy after.
Okay,
I think I'll put Tracy, and then
they got Ranchella.
Yeah, they got Ranchella. Yeah, yeah. After that, let's put, this is hard. Cause I feel like some of the bad ones can go on here too. Cause like, I feel like low key, like Stockton could have been down there too.
Yeah.
But, cause it has its pros too. So I might put Stockton in there too.
What?
Like man, down
Stockton
there.
Stockton on both lists, bro.
Stockton might make the cut on both. I might do Stockton, Fresno, and then,
Tracy.
What did I say? Tracy.
That makes sense. Stockton's right there, bro. It can go either or.
Yeah, it can go either or.
This is some breaking news. I didn't expect Stockton to be on both of these lists. Oh, I did expect it to be on worst, but at number one.
Yeah.
But did not expect it on the best list.
Let's see, what's a middle one right there?
What's the right word for that? I'm trying to, is it the irony or is it? When you're best and worst? I don't know, man.
Paradox. What am I missing
the
right
paradox,
here?
Paradox, bro. That's what it is. Paradox, bro.
What city am I missing right here? I want to put. I'm gonna put the first one first. I'm gonna put Modesto up there.
Okay. Okay.
I'll put Modesto up there. I don't know what goes under.
I mean, that makes sense.
Shout out Modesto.
Shout out Vanity Fair.
Yeah, yeah. They got the nice mall. Under that, man. What do you think?
It would be number one. I think all that's left is number one.
No, he said Modesto's number one.
I think Modesto would be under one.
Oh, Modesto number one?
So under Modesto.
Under Modesto.
They got the fair.
Just put Turlock.
Turlock.
They got the fair. They got a John's Grill Pizza, Funnel Works.
Hey, Boom. But
Modesto has
Turlock
the John's
got 10 pin.
We barely got 10 pins, and it's kind of mean.
But Turlock got a Lowe's, a Home Depot. They got
10 Starbucks. 11 Starbucks, 10 Starbucks. We lost.
Hello churches, remember? Hello churches.
Man, and nobody goes to. Don't listen to them, bro. You make your own decisions. Bro.
We still
have Merced as an option, also. Don't
yeah, but Merced should have been used on the other list, to be honest.
Hey, that's crazy.
Oh. They're
gonna get a Chick-fil-A before Turlock. What you mean,
man?
Yeah, but
that Chick-fil-A might bump them up.
They got some good boba spots. They have UC Merced and Merced College.
Okay, shout out. Fuck your school.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's crazy. What else? Man. I mean, shit, that's all I got.
Fucking bro, series. Series is right before Modesto anyways.
What does series cool. have though? What the fuck?
They series, got the, they, I used to go they a got lot of the parties road that leads to Modesto. That's what they got.
That's crazy. What, Hatch? Mitchell?
This would be a lot of family parties going down in series for me.
Merced also has Coachella, bro. Coachella.
Coachella?
Who?
It's, oh, they do have Coachella, huh?
Yeah, you see Merced does Coachella.
Because oh, you know, they had, what is it, Pilo, I think?
We had Pilo there, bro. We had, shit,
this guy said, this guy says we like he was there. Shut the fuck
I'm
up,
an, I'm an alumni. I'm an alumni to this day.
Central Valley and its obsession of Coachella, bro.
That's because we've never been, bro. We've never been there.
No, the rich people be out here.
To be honest, though, Coachella couldn't have made it if you asked me, but I mean.
Damn,
hot take? Kinda, hot take? I'm sorry.
That's a hot take.
I've never been. I've been to Rolling Loud, but.
Rolling Loud.
Cool. It's cool.
Interesting. Oh, yeah, cool. Really?
Yeah, if you're a big hip hop fan, yeah, that's
what's,
where you go.
What's interesting with that, Miguel?
Yeah.
I just heard some ghetto ass shit from Rolling Loud.
Why are you stereotyping our guest?
I'm not.
They can't go to Rolling Loud. What do you think? You think they only go to Hottie Bales because they're brown?
I say one thing and I get cat for it. Oh, come on. No,
honestly, I would have rather gone to like Baja Fest.
Okay, see.
I would have, but I didn't know. I wasn't into like reggaeton when.
Peso Pluma?
All the reggaeton, because I honestly only listen to like reggaeton music now.
Yeah.
Back then, I was a lot into the hip hop. But if I would have known about Baja Fest back then, I don't think it was even a thing really.
Baja Fest is the one in Tijuana?
Yeah, in Rosarito.
Yeah.
That's not Papas and Beer.
Papas and Beers.
Papas and Beers in the restaurant, yeah.
And there's another one called
that's
Baja
not,
Fest.
That's not what it's called. I thought that was what it's called. My fault.
Yeah, so like the Baja Fest is like the Mexican Rolling Loud. Or like mm-hmm. the Latino Rolling Loud.
Let's mm-hmm. go, bro. We out. I'm going to need you guys to get your passports, though, because if not, you guys ain't coming back.
I'm legal here, bro. What you mean?
Oh, that don't mean shit, bro. You got to show documentation. Like hey, this.
You know, this is my documentation.
Documentation.
They got it on deck.
For real. Hey, they passed that law where we can just go to make an appointment and get our dual citizenship right away. So
I heard it's hard, though. Like the getting a point, like the actual appointment.
Oh, the appointment?
I heard the appointment takes forever.
Oh, I did hear that for dual citizenship.
Yeah.
I'm down.
That's what I heard that. I don't know. I don't know about it being hard to get, but I know that once you have the appointment, it's like a 40-minute thing. Yeah.
I heard it's just a hard, like getting the appointment is the hard part.
Yeah. Mm. And it's not expensive, right? Is it free?
Free?
No, not
free.
Everything in life is free, bro.
No. Well, no, there was like, I could have sworn there was something that was free. I could be tripping. I could have sworn.
The misery, the pain. What's the benefit of being a Mexican citizen?
You can own land.
You can buy land out there.
You can own land anywhere as long as you got the money.
You literally cannot buy land in Mexico if you're not a citizen. They will not sell it to you.
You know what I meant, but.
No.
I think you only get like grandfathered in, right? It's like.
I think so.
Like if well, no,
is
there
really that much land to purchase in Mexico?
I think Miguel's way of owning land is that was trying to do it the narco cartel way to get land.
This guy's like, tu terrenos son míos.
Son míos.
Damn. This is an old ass story, but I don't know if you ever heard of this story about this person who owned, I don't know if it was land or a house. And they rented out this house to someone and they didn't really know who this person was. They just know that they rented it out to them because obviously they were going to start making money off of it. And so they rented this random person their house in Mexico. And I think at one point they wanted to get the house back to use it for whatever reason. And the person renting out to the house, they're like, nope, you're not getting this house back. This is our house now.
Oh, man.
And it ended up that they rented the fucking house out to a cartel member. So they were not going to get that fucking house back. That officially gone. No, there's no way you're going to get a house back that you rented out to a cartel member.
That's insane. Yeah. That's like, watch out who you're renting to.
Yeah, exactly. But over there, you don't know.
I could think of one way to get it back.
Some of the cartels don't use like Airbnb.
they probably use Zillow or something.
VRBO.
What is it? I don't know. What's the other one? VRBO.
VRBO.
It's like an Airbnb ad right here. Use Airbnb.
Hey, Airbnb, VRBO, if you guys want to sponsor us. Thank you.
Please.
Get us a free...
Don't have the worry of a cartel member taking your land.
Get us a free room at Tracy so that we can go to Ranchella next year. Please.
Hey, fuck it. We out. Baja Fest.
I'm down, bro. I'm down. I've never been to Baja Fest. Same. And I'm willing to go to TJ for that. Miguel, you could go to Hong Kong in the meantime.
I can what?
You can go to Hong Kong in the meantime.
Why are you sending him all the way over there?
He's the only single one. He's the only one that can enjoy it.
Enjoy Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Wait, why is that? What are you trying to imply?
Oh, you don't know what that is?
Oh, okay, the other, oh damn, that's fucking, that fucking went over my head.
He said, why are you
we were thinking you're talking about like China over there.
Yeah,
the other side of the world. Like,
bro, why are you sending him all the way the fuck over there? Like, we're just going to teach
you.
Wait,
you know what Hong Kong is, right?
I've heard of it. I've heard
damn. Wait, so you thought I was actually talking about China?
I didn't place them together, but now like I realize that you're just calling Miguel single and alone.
There's a Hong Kong in Tijuana, bro.
What does that mean?
And it's like the most popular strip club.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It sounds like a dangerous place, okay.
It probably is. I mean, I'm sure it
probably
is.
Like, if you go alone, you might get drugged and probably, like, process your body parts.
Process for body parts.
You get your green card stolen.
Okay. Hey, would you be down to do a top 5 things to do in Tijuana?
Bro, number one, I would make it to the end of the video. I would not make it to the end.
True. Number one,
get kidnapped.
You just gotta make sure you don't mess with the wrong people.
I heard it's not all bad, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
I think it's like every fucking place, bro. It depends on where you are.
I heard Juarez is like the worst.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely. There's wrong place, wrong time for sure. Yeah. But Juarez
that's just wrong place all the time.
All the time.
I mean,
any time of the day.
I like to think with like Mexican before we won't get maybe stereotyped.
That don't mean shit,
bro.
That don't mean shit. The people there are fucked.
Damn, bro. All right, you know what? Stay strapped, bro. Fight for yourself. You know, just
nah. You can't. You're not gonna win, bro. You're not gonna win.
It's not about winning. It's about taking as many can down with you. You know, before they take you down.
Maybe I was like, I fired a bullet. That's it. Bop.
Over there, the cartel is not even bro. They're literally militia out there, bro. They're like an army.
Bro, call me Don Wick, bro. I got them. I got them.
Bro. How did you want to say that?
Hey, for the record, anyone watching this, we do not claim him.
Hey, I do not associate.
Can you check our YouTube statistics and see where most of our viewers are and hope none of them are? It's going to
be all like 99% Tijuana.
That's it. Game over.
I need one of those cholos, bro.
I'm telling you, we'll do an episode out there too in Espanol.
Damn.
Yeah. How's your Spanish, Jorge?
It's all right. It's not the best, you know, but I mean, if I'm lost, I can get around.
Okay.
Yeah, this is reggaeton, bro. He's valid, bro. He's good.
Bro, everyone listens to reggaeton now. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah? No, we're talking about like OG reggaeton.
But I'm saying like everyone's listening to it now, so it's like, it doesn't matter.
What do you mean? Who's everyone, bro? Nobody's listening to reggaeton right now.
Bro, it's crazy because I went to Europe this year. And over there, they got some music that sounds just like reggaeton, but you can't understand it because it's like in, I don't know what they're talking, but that's exactly what I feel like it would sound for English, like a person that speaks English hearing reggaeton. Because it's the same beat, it's the same, all that, but you don't know what the fuck they're saying. Like, it's just,
it's the same thing. It's a bop.
It's like, I understand when they're like, oh, like, I don't know what you're saying, but this is fire. Because I do reggaeton music with my cousin too. For me, like when I show like, people that don't speak Spanish, they're like, oh, bro, like, I don't know what you're saying, bro, but like, it's fire. So when I went over there, I was like, this is what they hear. Like, this is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Did you try to search you try to look for taco trucks out there?
Taco trucks?
Yeah.
I don't think they even got trucks out there, bro. Like, I didn't see any trucks when I was out there.
Damn.
You see bikes, you see little Fiats, people walking. Yeah. And occasionally you'll see some nice cars, but. Mm. It's not really worth it driving out there. Like,
what part of Europe did you go to?
I went to Amsterdam, Switzerland, Barcelona, and Ibiza.
Dang. Okay.
Yeah. So it was cool all around. But yeah, there's not like the transportation for the most part is bikes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like Mexico, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. not like mopeds. Just bicycles, like actual bicycles. Yeah. Bicycles. Pedal. Yeah. Like you gotta work to get to your destination.
Yeah.
That's where this whole fit over there, bro.
It's by choice, bro. Mexico is unfortunately by circumstance.
No, yeah. Over there, like you see a grandma like 87 years old biking her life out, like
damn,
just to get some groceries, you know.
Did you have fun in Ibiza, bro? I hear a lot of crazy stories of people that
I took a pill in Ibiza.
It was fun, but it was our last location, so I was done by then. I was partied out, but we didn't even go at the right time. All the parties start in the summer. Last month, like a month or two ago,
mm-hmm.
And so it was like a dry period, but it was nice. Like the view was nice. Barcelona was cool, and that was really cool. But it got me messed up like time wise because over there the clubs they open up like at 11,
mm-hmm.
and they don't stop till like 6 in the morning.
Oh shit!
So you're like, over there like the 11 is like the 9 p.m. Yeah, like the 9 p.m. here is like the 11 p.m. over there. Sick. So people start getting to the club. If you're at the club at 11 p.m., they're like, oh, these are the new folks. Like, these, like, they don't know what the hell's going
the
on.
New
like,
folks.
Yeah, you show up before 1 a.m., you're old.
Yeah, you're old. Yeah. But yeah, it's different out there. And then it's like a 9-hour time difference. So when I got back.
Yeah. Oh, a jet lag,
dude. It was more than a lag. It was like a buffer. Like it was bad.
It was a full reboot.
Like it took me like a week and a half to just get back to schedule.
Yeah,
damn.
And then getting there was bad too because, you know, it's like I'm waking up and everyone's texting me good night. I'm like, what? So it's different. It's different for sure.
Damn. What's the dream vacation spot?
Dream vacation. I mean, when I went to Europe, I thought it was like the dream vacation, but. I think I went for too long. I went for 2 weeks and I thought that was too long.
Oh,
like man. I was like, after like maybe the 12th day, I was like, bro, I just want to go back. Like
I'm
not even
way.
To my, not even to my city, just like to the country. Like I felt like disoriented. I felt like what's going on right now?
I mean, you did go to 4 different cities, you know?
Yeah. That's why I think, cause I went to Amsterdam, then Switzerland, Barcelona, and then Ibiza. So Switzerland was the nicest by far.
Yeah.
But, like
Suizos.
Yeah, but Amsterdam, everybody's tall. It's like you're looking at like skinwalkers, like
everybody's
tall. And then Barcelona, they look more like, you know, like what we expect.
Yeah.
And then Switzerland, very nice. They speak English, so that was a plus. Yeah. Amsterdam was hard. Amsterdam was so hard.
Was Switzerland more like a natural area, like hills and stuff?
Like
or?
Very nice, like nature. Yeah. All the streets super clean, maintenance super high. It's so expensive though. Like we went to McDonald's the day we got there. It cost me like almost $40 just for my meal.
No mames.
I was like, bro, like what? Like, and it was in francs. So when it converted, I think it was like $36 francs, and then it converted to like almost like $40.
Damn. So
it was expensive, yeah. And it was, but their McDonald's is better. It's more bougie.
Oh, shit.
It's like fucking, it's like a 5-star restaurant out there. Yeah, no.
A McDonald's is not like what it is here. Like, yeah. You go to McDonald's here and they give you like a burger that looks like it just got ran over by a bus. Over there, it looks like you got it from somewhere like
over
that.
Over there,
you
know? It looks like the picture.
It looks like better than the picture. Like, damn. Over there, the bun's like glazing. Like, it's like shining.
Damn.
Yeah, Jorge makes a valid point, bro. Like, I guess in Tokyo, like, their meat comes from like Australia, like Prime Angus, bro. Like, in their fucking like Big Macs and like cheeseburgers and stuff, but like
what's wrong with beef?
It costs more.
it's not made right, bro.
You know what scares me? In the US, it wasn't that long ago when they started advertising 100% real beef. I was like, bro, I seen that.
What the
I was
fuck
like,
were we
what?
Eating before?
I was like, bro, I was like, what the? I was like, what was I eating before? Like, like now it says 100. It said now with 100% beef, and I was like,
damn.
I was like, bro, what? Well,
I get too scared to watch it, but supposedly, like, if you watch the video of how they make hot dogs, you will not
want to
eat hot dogs ever again.
Watching how chicken nuggets are made is way worse.
Holy shit.
They throw the little chicks alive with the shell and everything. They cook everything.
That's fucking horrible. No more chicken nuggets, guys.
No more chicken. Bro, it's bad. I seen that video.
I've seen the video about hot dogs. I still eat hot dogs.
Hey, bro, nutrients are nutrients, bro.
But even when they say 100% beef, like, It's 100% beef because it's like the vaca, you know, it's the cow, but it's all of the cow. They're eating the eyeballs and all that stuff.
Fuck that.
So you're not a cabeza kind of guy or a sesos kind of guy?
Ooh. That was lengua?
I used to like lengua until I figured out it was actually lengua.
Wait, what?
As a kid, I was like, yeah, taco de lengua, like fire. And then my mom was like, you know, they're actually like lengua, right? And I was like, I don't like this no more.
You thought it was just the same?
I thought I'm on it. Yeah. I'm with him. I used to think it was the same too.
I thought it was just like, I mean, or maybe I just didn't process it. Like they would say lengua and I was like, yeah, like whatever. And then they were like, and then I saw, like, I went to Mi Pueblo one time and I saw the whole tongue and I was like, this is what you're cooking me?
They fucking slapped the tongue on the table.
Yeah, like, bam. And it's like, that's
the tongue's
big.
Exactly. Crazy, bro.
The tongue is big.
They're fucking massive and you're like, holy fuck, that's in a cow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just the tongue, bro. Like, imagine
they be
the
eating
cow.
Like the heart, all that stuff.
So you don't like tacos de lengua no more then?
I mean, I still like the flavor. I just I wouldn't order it no more. I'll stick to my asada.
Damn.
He thinks of that slimy tongue just wrapping around him.
Yeah, yeah.
It's no, like you're kissing a cow whenever you eat the taco
de lima. No, you're eating a... I mean, you're tongue kissing a cow.
Hey, bro, we're going second base with that bitch.
Shit.
Bro, what about tacos de lima are my favorite. Fuck.
Yeah, for real. What about tacos de tripa, bro?
Bro, my cousin be eating those.
I'm like, hell
bro,
yeah. Shout out to the cousin.
I don't know, man. I'd be like, I'm like, I'll stick to my asada.
But that's basic, bro. You can't just stick to asada forever.
What about some pastor, bro?
Yeah. Pastor's cool, but I like, for me, when I was growing up, chicken, or what? No, I just found out. What's pastor?
Pastor pig. Is a pork.
Pig, right? I thought it was chicken until like last year. I swear. I thought dude, pastor
what
was chicken.
What are they teaching you guys in Tracy?
Yeah, bro. What's wrong with Tracy, bro?
I swear, I thought pastor was like the orange chicken. Yeah. And then my friend was like, oh, I can't eat pork. And I was like, bro, this chicken. He's like, no. Like, same shit happened with Doritos, you know, like the little... The Mexican, you know,
the circle
little,
ones,
yeah, the circle ones that you go to, like, not chicharrones, the ones that you buy from, like, the paletero, like the circle ones,
the pinwheels.
So, my friend, I was like, hey, you want some? And he's like, no, those are pork. And I was like, pork, and I was like, bro, I didn't know,
wait, what, pork?
Bro? That's what he told me. I was like, no. I was shook.
Someone fact check that shit.
The circle ones are wheat, they're wheat based,
they're wheat.
The rinds are pork, like they're the chicharrón, like here. Let me see.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, because my friend was like, I offered him a Dorito, like the circle ones. He's like, oh, I can't have them because they're pork. And I was like, pork? I was like, I didn't know these were pork.
So I was like, no way, bro.
Maybe he was misinformed.
Yeah, maybe. Because
I've seen them dried up and they get fried and they're.
Yeah, I didn't know how they were made until like maybe like 5 years ago. I seen like they're heck of small. They're like this small.
Yeah.
You put them in the these, right? And then they're like,
oh fuck, you can't. These, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just puffed wheat.
Oh bro, I've been lied to.
Hey, don't tell me you stopped eating them.
Yeah, poor friend, bro. He could have had those.
I mean, I know, but for real. Chicharrones look similar, but those are pork for sure. Yeah.
But those are pork, yeah.
Yeah, the chicharrones.
Another fact, I didn't know Jell-O was like fat.
Jell-O was fat?
Yeah, bro. I thought it was just Latina, like, just like
gelatin regular. Is like, well, there's, I don't think Jell-O is fat,
like the Mexican gelatina you get at the store, like the ones with the little, it's like I mean, yeah, it's like vanilla flavored.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I learned that it was like from the fat of like the carne and stuff.
Bro, who's misinforming you?
No, search it up. Hold up, because I heard gummy bears the same thing. Gummy bears also.
That's hey, gelatin. What the fuck? Okay,
so a gelatin is off. What's it called? It's based off of animals, I think, but not like. Hey, let me see. Let me double check it.
Let's check, because my whole life might be a lie.
For honestly, bro, someone is either lying to AU about everything, or, and they just don't want you to enjoy things. Yeah.
Because I mean, if anything, like the animal fat would be like large, right?
Because no, because like you ever had like leftover pozole and then you see like the Jell-O?
Okay, so look, gelatin is made from collagen, a protein found in animal connective tissue like bones, ligaments, tendons, and skin. So like, okay, so I guess in a sense you haven't been lied to, because like gelatin as a powder is itself, yes, that's made to thicken things up.
Yeah.
But like you're not, I mean, I guess you can say you're eating the fat, but it's not really like they process it.
Well, but, I mean, but technically
yeah,
that's,
yeah. So I guess in theory, yeah. But hey, that's why you get the sugar free ones.
So Jell-O is not vegan?
Jell-O is not.
No, because I had a friend that was vegan and he couldn't eat gummy worms.
Yeah, gelatin is not vegan.
Holy shit!
So if you're
bro, I'm vegan.
I've been eating gummy bears. They're fucking liars.
He's like, fuck, you've been eating this shit the whole time. Miguel, are you okay? Miguel,
he's laughing at you right now.
I didn't say like
lied to. He's the one that lied to.
They had a casita pastor, bro. Like you're bit of that. So I'm good, bro. I'm chilling. You know?
I was like, Miguel's not vegan. What the fuck?
You got my sour gummy worms right here, bro. I'm like,
right there, bro. you're eating fucking the animals right there, bro.
You see the fuck he just tosses that shit.
He's like, fuck.
I can't eat anything. Dude, good
some
anymore.
People watching this stream or the watching this podcast, they're be eating, snacking on some gummy.
Drop
their bag.
Hey, anybody out there just found out that you are no longer vegan? I'm sorry.
Yeah, my bad.
We apologize. Hey, blame Jorge.
Sorry, guys.
We do encourage you to do your own research just in case they don't believe us. But
nah, believe us. We know everything.
Hey, well we can't say that, dude.
Y'all need like a Jamie.
There could be people out there.
Put like a disclaimer down here though that says
that
don't
blindly follow us, and we could get sued later on for giving out false details, bro. You guys think about the future, bro. Like when McDonald's got sued for their coffee cups, you know, like yeah, you assume coffee's hot, right? But like the cup doesn't say it contains hot contents, and like that person burned themselves and they sued McDonald's for that and they won.
Like, they find anything to sue people nowadays.
What? Yeah.
But I mean, hey, that's where the money's at.
What's like that person that sued Red Bull because they didn't give him wings?
Yeah, it's no valid. Mamas. It's valid. You promote it. If word by word, literally, can get proven in court, it's valid, bro. It's valid.
All right, everything we've said on this podcast, we don't mean it. Sorry, guys.
Disclaimer, none of it is actually real. Stockton is actually not number 5. It's actually number 1. It's actually number 1 on the worst top list.
I don't want no targets. I don't want to be targeted. When I posted that top 5 things to do in Target, or not Target, in Stockton, they were like, you're a target now. I was you're like, a target
now? Man. Shit. Not the fucking comments, man.
Wow, bro. VPN that bitch.
There's some good dessert spots in Stockton. That's how I rate my places, I think. Good dessert spots.
This will rate it off of the food.
Bro, I mean, okay.
I mean, a lot of people
Jorge said the food. I'm specifically focused on desserts over here, bro.
Desserts? You ever been to Simply Fondue?
Desserts is the only reason I go to places.
Wait, what was it?
You ever been to Simply Fondue in Livermore?
No, I haven't heard of it.
I've never had fondue, period.
I mean, I don't think I had fondue there either, but it's called Simply Fondue, and it's like it's like the bougie version of like, I don't know, whatever like dessert place you could think of. Uh-huh. It's like the lights are all dimmed, like it's like
oh, it's like a romantic place.
They bring you. I mean, yeah, it can be. I mean, if you're single, you can still go and go alone, you know.
Miguel,
you can go.
But it's like they bring you a bunch of different toppings. They bring you like ice cream, and it's like unlimited. You pay up front. And then you just get limited, like, different
stuff. All right, excuse me, you guys. Yeah. I have a trip to make. I'll be back later.
Bro. We
write this down real quick. I haven't heard of this place, bro. Shit. Yeah,
Search it up. Simply Fondue.
In the meantime, though, Miguel, we're running up on time. I want to thank Jorge again. Maybe next time when we do another podcast, maybe we could do it in the middle of the street somewhere in Tracy.
That'd be cool.
We could just do one in person.
I mean, no cars will pass by, you know?
Exactly. We'll just be there the whole time.
We could record
we could record like a 3-hour episode there and then we'll be completely fine.
Some cow fields, anything.
Yeah, but I want to thank you again, bro. I really appreciate you fucking taking the time, coming through, man. Like I said earlier, man, keep an eye out for the name Jorge with the Next on Instagram or TikTok everywhere, bro, because this was going to be everywhere soon, so... Keep an eye on that shit. But thank you, man. I really, really appreciate it, man.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. Anything you want to plug? Anything you want to...
Nah, if you guys want to say... if you guys want to see some funny content, you know, follow my Instagram, my TikTok. I'm trying to upload as much as possible, so...
Hell yeah. Miguel, Moises, anything you guys want
to
say?
Today, I found out that there's actually relevant things to do in Tracy. Thank you. I found out a lot. But no, like Adnan said, yeah, thank you for coming on. Like, it's nice being able to like relate to something because we've experienced it like the same way, you know, like being living in the Central Valley, like we've experienced the same things. And so it was just nice being able to like bounce off of that, you know. A good luck to you on your endeavors, you know, grind it out these 6 months, you know, power to you. Maybe one day Miguel and I will go down there for 6 months and, you know, we'll do the same thing. Not probably not Miguel. Maybe me.
Shade right there.
Yeah, like I said, man, congrats on everything you've done and wish you the best.
Thank you, man.
Miguelitos.
Yeah, see, I can't go down there, bro, because I'll get instantly famous out there, bro. I can't. I'm doing this for you guys. I'm staying here for your guys' sake, because as soon as I get famous, I'm going to be like, I'm out, bro. Who the hell are those compas? I don't know, bro.
That's literally
how it's going to happen.
I'm not going to do that. God, chill, bro. You're my boys, bro. Day one. I just want to thank you. You are actually kind of inspiring me to go over there, but I need Moy to be on board. You know, I know it can be kind of expensive and stuff. And look, I need you to leave your girl for like 6 months, bro. That's it. I'm being dead ass here. He's leaving over there and he's dedicated. Remember, he's dedicating his whole 6 months to...
I'll ask her.
Contemplating. I mean, we can't... You got to leave your girl too.
Hey, Adnan has to leave his girl too, though.
He does.
I mean, my boy Jorge... He's over here for 6 months. He has a girlfriend too, and Tracy. So,
but he left.
She's not there, right?
We got a.
She's not here.
Exactly. She's not here, bro.
Exactly. So, Hernan, when Miguel and I move out there, you can't be with your girl.
What do you mean? But I'm living in my spot.
No, you're living with us. Full content house. That's it.
We're getting a content house, bro. 24/7 content creation.
We're gonna be in the next FaZe Clan or what?
Yes, sir.
Compa Clan.
No, thank you for coming out. You know, I really wish you the best of luck in the LA area. I know that's you're gonna get a lot of connections over there, and hope you make a lot of great content. We're excited to see what you're gonna come up with.
Thank you, man.
And you know,
I wish you guys the best too.
Even you know, no matter what, man, don't stop. You know, just keep pushing. During the downtimes, whatever it is, you know, just keep on pushing. And you know, if you ever need anything from us, like reach out to us, man. We got you. You know,
appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And once again, everybody. Again, I apologize. I kind of fucked up in the first half of the episode. So you're going to see these fools as freeze frames. But it's okay. Because the episode is fucking lit enough where it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even fucking matter. Again, everybody. Jorge, thank you. Everybody that listens to us every week. Moises, what do they got to do?
Subscribe, like, comment, hit the bell so you never miss one of our videos. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, MySpace, Facebook, LinkedIn, High Five. WhatsApp, everything, smoke signals, mail. You know, we'll send you a postcard or something.
Did you say MogoSpace?
MogoSpace.
You can't forget MogoSpace.
We're trending on MogoSpace. It's number one podcast. Follow us.
Vine. We revived Vine. So
the only podcast on MogoSpace.
Right. But no, yeah. Thank you for all our listeners that tune in every week. And this has been a good one. Can't wait to see what's coming up.
Yes, sir. And that's a fucking wrap. We're going to catch you guys on the next fucking episode. Peace out, y'all. Have a good one.
Peace.
Peace out.
Good night.